Another summer of drowning.
A report from the Jingquan Child Safety Foundation reveals that Taiwanese children are three times more likely to drown than Australian children. The director of the foundation called on schools and parents to make swimming and water education a priority. Unfortunately, over the past year, the foundation's message has not been heeded. In fact, this year cases of death by drowning have actually increased. Preliminary reports from the National Fire Agency reveal 140 people, including many children, have died of drowning so far this year, compared with 119 in the same period last year.
Many explanations for the unusually high number of local drowning victims have been offered. A Chinese cultural attitude of fear towards water could be a factor in stymieing early childhood swimming classes. And perhaps even deadlier is the appalling lack of water-related education. When visiting river and beach areas, one can see children bobbing around in waist-high water as parents pay no mind. Young people frequently swim with jeans and clothing on, unaware that heavy wet clothes can pull a person to a watery doom. Therefore, we must both shock and educate the public into taking water more seriously. With the combined educational efforts of school, parents, and a massive government campaign, deaths from drowning can be significantly reduced. Hopefully, next summer we will be able to report some positive progress.